Hello and welcome to the podcast Truth Applied. Our goal is to take God's Word and apply it to our everyday lives. Let's see what the Bible has to say for us today. Hello and welcome to Truth Applied. Thank you again for joining us and listening today. And we're talking about the responsibilities of salvation. And we saw the first one is to be obedient. We can do this by girding up the loins of our minds, by being sober, practicing self-control, and by hoping to the end. And that has the idea of setting our hope fully on the Lord, to being focused on Him. So today we're looking at the second responsibility, that is to be holy. Be holy. You know, that's a defining attribute of our God, isn't it? The Bible says here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy." And Peter there is quoting from the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus. I've been reading through that in my devotions. And in Leviticus 11, 44, Leviticus 19, 2, and Leviticus 20, verse 7, among other places, it says that same thing, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." It's what God expected of the nation of Israel, and it's what God expects of us as His church. And so we ought to be holy as He is holy. It says, "But as He which hath called you is holy, so be." Now, are we ever going to arrive to the holiness of God? No. He is the holiest of holy. He is holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. But that's the standard that we're supposed to aim for. Jesus Christ, He lived a holy and righteous life while He was here on this earth. And we ought to live holy and righteous lives. We ought to be holy as He is holy. The Bible says in Ephesians 4, verse 24, "And that ye put on the new man." We've been talking a lot about the old man recently. "That ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Not an external holiness where outside is clean and inside is dirty, but a holiness that is inside and should be also on the outside is created in righteousness and true holiness. He is our example. God is our example of holiness. The Bible, or you know, it says there in Ephesians 4:24 that you put on the old new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That is our standard. God is our standard for holiness. Our new man is created after the image of a holy and righteous God. "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy. As is written, Be holy, for I am holy." So today, remember, God is our standard for holiness. Not the world's standards, not a church's standards, because they may be skewed. Unfortunately, there are churches that have standards or skewed standards of holiness. Our holiness and our standard and measure of holiness is the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God. True holiness begins inwardly and goes outwardly. I've met a lot of people that are holy on the outside and yet were not on the inside. God will change us. God will transform us, as He said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, that we're transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what that is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. He transforms us. And so we ought to be holy as God is holy. So today, God is our standard for holiness. He is the measure of holiness. And His Word shows us how we can be holy. Let's be holy, for He is holy.